This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, good to have you with us. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions, which I'm sure makes everybody around here very happy. Listen, they were the best team by far. How far? That's up to debate. That's one thing we'll ask Jay Gruden as he makes his final appearance with us this year. Always a pleasure to have Jay on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven. That's what he wanted to say. By the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly, and Fairfax F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Chantilly Lincoln, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling, home of Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at tedbritt.com. And with that, we welcome in our pal Jay Gruden, of course, who is always kind to us and always joins us Mondays at 3 o'clock to wrap it up. And Jay, I bet you didn't think there would be an 18-point ultimately, but really, I mean, let's be honest, 16 extra points scored in the last 2.5 minutes of the game. I mean, this was a 30-point. This wasn't a blowout. This was a blowout bonanza.
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all, you know, especially the way the Chiefs played all year. They were really good on third down on offensively, and they were 1-10, I think, their first 11. Didn't cross midfield till the third quarter. Yeah, this was a massacre, and the Chiefs just got out of whack, and then they were forced to do something they're not very good at, and that's throw the ball, become one-dimensional, and the Eagles took advantage and beat the hell out of them.
When we've seen, Fangio, the defensive coordinator, just in matchups with Washington, blitz, you know, roughly around 1/3 of the time, not blitz much at all, kind of mix it up, right? Play different. Were you expecting him? Nobody was expecting him not to blitz at all. Were you expecting him to blitz more or less than, I guess, normal?
I was expecting less, actually, because I know the Chief offensive line, you know, they're struggling. You know, they moved Thuney out to left tackle. That means they have a new left guard. The left side of the line is not very good, you know, and they have a good center. Obviously, Juwan Taylor's a decent right tackle, but he's had his issues all year long. Trey Smith is a good guard. So I think he felt like he'd get pressure of four. And when you can do that, that means you have more people in coverage, more eyeballs on the quarterback for the plaster drills, and you can match up better defensively, get some double teams on their key guys, and play hard on defense and tackle. Well, that's what they did.
Yeah, and you mentioned, I mean, the Thuney situation. I mean, listen, he's a really good guard, as I think everybody knows. But Mike Caliendo really struggled. I mean, I quipped last night on Twitter that Frank Caliendo might have done a better job in there instead of Mike Caliendo. It's funny, like after you left, right, when Jack Del Rio would not blitz a lot, and I'm not saying Jack Del Rio was a good defensive coordinator, but when he wouldn't blitz a lot and he'd say, go get him, guys, you know, and it was Chase and Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne and Montez Sweat, who you did draft. And everybody would be like, well, you got to do more than just roll out four. And instead, that's exactly what the Eagles did last night. The difference is they're really good and they got home.
Yeah, that and the Chiefs struggled. And, you know, the Chiefs really, what their whole offense was about all year long was their ability on first and second down to get positive plays and then convert on third down and maintain 9, 10, 12 play drives that would wear teams out and keep their defense fresh. That didn't happen last night. They were three and out, three and out, three and out. And then they turned the ball over twice. And, you know, say what you want, but it was 10 to nothing. The Chiefs had the ball. If Patrick Mahomes don't throw that interception, they might go into halftime down 10-0 with the ball coming out.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way they've been playing all year long, just close to the vest, closer type games. But the interception for touchdown by Cooper DeJean and then the following pick by Zach Bond put it 24-0. The Chiefs aren't built to come back like that.
And a lot of the, and those picks, obviously, like the sacks are one thing, six sacks, right? But the pressure, and specifically from Josh Sweat, and they all seem, a lot of the pressure seemed to come from the right side, which is, again, the Tooney side, and they were rotating and taking turns. I mean, Milton Williams was great last night. Josh Sweat was really good. How'd you like to be him? Super Bowl champion, arguably one of your best games, if not your best game ever, and going into a free agent year at, what, 27, 28, whatever he is? That's pretty good stock if you're Josh Sweat.
Yeah, same as Zach Bond. You know, he's first year as a full-time starter at an interception. You know, was up for defensive player of the year. So they got a couple guys they got to try to re-sign. I don't know if they can or not, but those are two guys that I think will be hot items in free agency. But, yeah, they just play all good complementary football. Their secondary sound, Darius Slay is very good. Quinion Mitchell turned out to be a really good corner. Cooper DeJean's a great nickel. You get a good safety play with C.J. Johnson, Garner Johnson, and obviously Blankenship. So they really don't have a weakness on defense. You know, I think the addition of Zach Bond was critical. Nobody knew that he would perform like that as a bubble linebacker. He was on the ball. Nobody knew where to put him. New Orleans didn't know where to put him. And Howie Roseman found a spot for him, and they did a great job. So
how does that happen?
Any weakness.
How does that happen, Jay, when other coaches and regimes and whatever don't know what to do with a guy, and then Philadelphia and Roseman and Fangio, okay, this is what we're going to do with him. You know, like, is it just a trial by error, or is it, hey, we know something about him that others don't see?
Typically, you don't make that jump from a down on the ball player to a bubble player. You know, usually it's the other way around. I can remember Hassan Reddick came out as a defensive end in Arizona, tried to put him as a middle linebacker off the ball. That's not what he can do, you know. So they moved him. So I think the Jets, whoever it was, moved him back to on the ball, and he made a lot of money as a pass rusher. Bond went the opposite way, which not many people do. So I think that is just I don't know, doing your work and give him an opportunity. And then Zach had to do the rest when he got the opportunity. He had to make plays, and he did.
Jay Gruden is with us, brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. All right, let's so Mahomes, I mean, clearly he wasn't himself. Clearly he was affected by the pressure. We've seen that now in two Super Bowls. So how does he rebound from here? Is it just they roll it out and get a little more speed on offense, get a little more younger, or do they revamp that offensive line like they did after that Tampa Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think it's all about the offensive line. They can find receivers. Xavier Worthy had a good day. You know, I don't anticipate Hopkins being back. They do need to get another receiver. They got to figure out what Kelsey's going to do. They need a back. You know, Kareem Hunt's kind of, you know, he's played his last day, I think, and he might be a role player for somebody else. And Pacheco's seen better days, so they need a back too that can help them out. Offensive line and running back, they desperately need before even addressing the receiver spot, which they need.
You know what they need, man? They need better from Samaje Perine, man.
Yeah, they do need Samaje.
They need a little Ryan Grant, too.
Hey.
and you got to get him a guard.
Yeah.
We're playing all the Jay Gruden hits. We don't forget these things around here. I don't know if I do a good Jay Gruden. I probably don't. But I remember all the Jay Gruden classic hits of of the late 2010s. Jay Gruden is with us on a serious note, sponsored by the Ted Britt Automotive Group as we break down Super Bowl 59. So from Philadelphia's perspective, I mean, obviously their defense, yes. Their offense, like Jay, they didn't have to do a lot, yet like they did not whatever they wanted, but they didn't have to do a lot. Like Barkley was mostly bottled up, less than 100 yards total combined yardage, and 40 of those I think were receiving.
I mean, they hit the big one to Devontae Smith. They hit the big one over the top to Jahan to set up the first touchdown. But it was almost like, we're in cruise control. We don't have to really do that much.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think the two penalties early really killed Kansas City. Mm-hmm. The one on fourth down, McDuffie, and then the other one with the linebacker, the late hitter, personal foul. Those were both third or fourth down, if I can recall. And that kept drives alive for Philadelphia. And then the turnovers. And then they just put it on, like you said, cruise control. They didn't really statistically hurt you bad, but Jalen Hurts rushed for over 70 yards. A.J. Brown had a nice cross route for touchdown. And you mentioned Devontae and Jahan. So, yeah, they just did enough to win, and they didn't turn the ball over again. Hurts had the one interception in the red zone, but other than that, I mean, he's been like damn near perfect protecting the ball. No turnover since week five, the bye week, except for that one. So that's been a recipe for success. They dominate the line of scrimmage. They physically beat you up on both sides of the ball up front, and then they just methodically beat you down.
Speaking of, just some of the guys that you just mentioned, like if and specific to Hurts, right? It seems like he is not only obviously a big game player, but like for whatever reason, he's inconsistent in the regular season. Can you put a finger on that? Like some guys, and quite honestly, as good as Kirk was here, right? Kirk struggled in some big game spots. And that's just the reality, right? And a lot of quarterbacks do. It seems like Jalen is just the opposite. Like he comes on in the biggest spots, and yet he kind of struggles a little bit up and down consistency-wise during the regular season. Is that weird to you, or is that kind of just every individual player is every individual player?
Yeah, Jalen's a tough guy to grade because he does have games where you're like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
He just looks at one guy, and then he kind of runs around and throws it out of the into the stands. And then he has games like he had last night. He's just efficient. If one guy's not open, he's going to run it. He ran it for 70 yards. He's very effective that way. That's the way he plays. He's just not a very exciting guy to watch. If you have him on fantasy football, you probably won't like him unless he does a tush push or two. He's not going to light it up throwing the ball, passing yards, but he will get the job done. He's had different coordinators every year, I think, since he's been playing, and he just continues to perform. And I think it gives hope for a lot of teams that don't have the Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow on their team that you can win if you play dominant line of scrimmage football and can run the football and play great defense.
Right, but you got to have that. I mean, that's the whole key, like to your point. If you don't have Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes or I guess now Jaden Daniels or whatever, Josh Allen, you better be dominant in the interior or you're going to fall short. Like if you don't have the guy – and you have a next tier guy, which is fine. Again, you got to maul people on both sides. To your
point,
that's
exactly right.
Okay,
exactly right. You got to protect yours and get after theirs.
And that's what Howie Roseman has done, not once over, but really twice over, if we think about it. Because that Philadelphia defense and the offensive line was pretty darn good back in their first Super Bowl. But that Philadelphia defensive line was really good.
Yeah, they were really good.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. All right, so I wanted to ask you about Jahan Dotson because he had the big catch that set up the tush-push touchdown. They initially ruled it a touchdown on a go ball, had another catch. I mean, listen, he didn't do much during the regular season, had the touchdown against Green Bay to open up the playoff run. Like, how do you – do you look upon that now because of how he sort of performed here in the postseason as a bad thing that the Commanders got rid of him? Or do you think like, hey man, that's just like going to happen. He's with a good team and he's going to make some plays.
Yeah, he made some plays. I don't think he's a guy that you're going to look back and say, oh my God, I can't believe we got rid of this guy.
Right.
You know, he's getting two or three catches a game. Maybe. I mean, it's, you know, I think everybody was surprised that he had more than one catch in the game.
Yeah.
So, He's not really that big of a force to say we need to keep him and pay him first-round money. So, yeah, no, I think they did the right thing letting him go, and who knows where he's going to be next year or the year after. I don't know how many years he's got in Philly, but it's not like when you're game-planning against Philadelphia, he's like the 46th guy you got to worry about.
Yeah, no, I hear you. He's got one more year left and then, you know, a fifth-year option, which they'll obviously not exercise. So I guess we'll find that out officially this offseason. Nick Sirianni is a guy that a lot of people like to kick in the, you know, and think he's a wild lunatic and think he's irrational and think he's not the right guy. What did he prove, do you think, besides just being a Super Bowl champion, about his style and his way of going about things?
Yeah, he proved that it works, and he's proved that he can win with different coordinators. I think he's had different coordinators 3 years in a row and still putting together a team that can be competitive and now win a Super Bowl. I think he's shown that he is a class of the National Football League as far as head coaching is concerned, and he does it his way. He doesn't vary. He doesn't care what people think. You know, he's a little odd in some of his approaches, but it's effective, and the players respect him, and they play hard for him. And at the end of the day, it's all that matters.
They're going to lose Kellen Moore here, it looks like. I don't think that's become official to the Saints. And that will mean Brian Johnson last year, they fired him. He's now in Washington. Kellen Moore this year, he's going to get a head coaching job. So a third offensive coordinator in 3 years. But the constant is Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and that offensive line. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Saquon Barkley. Does that really matter in your eyes, or is that kind of like a, oh yeah, okay, like there'll be some adjustment, but it won't be that big of a deal?
I don't think it'll be that big of a deal. They keep their line coach around. He's one of the best in the business, and that's the guy that keeps everything going with the running game and the run plays he puts in and how he coaches his offensive line. You got to have that guy. He's going to be there. And then the offensive coordinator, just add some new pass concepts. Make sure you try to keep Devontae and A.J. happy and call it a day. I mean, at the end of the day, the system's in place already. I think the new coordinator will have some adjustments, some tweaks, but it'll still be Jalen to Saquon and then air it out to A.J. Brown when need be.
Yeah, it's not easy to keep A.J. Brown happy. He's, otherwise, he starts reading a book. So in terms of one thing that I wanted to ask you about their defense that I forgot. If I told you you could pick between, say, Zach Bond and Josh Sweat, right, because those are their two preeminent free agents, I mean, you know, on defense, let's just leave it at that. Which one of those two guys would you choose if the dollars are not out of control and, say, if you're Washington, knowing that you could arguably use both?
Yeah, based on what Washington needs, I'd probably take Sweat, even though I like Zach Bond. I don't know what they're going to do with Bobby Wagner. Obviously, if they re-sign Bobby and they have Lubu, then I would probably get Josh Sweat just because you need a pass rusher for sure if you're out of the Myles Garrett race. Mm. So, yeah, I would probably lean towards Josh Sweat because, you know, I don't know, Armstrong, you got Armstrong, and I don't know what's going to happen with, what's his name?
Dante Fowler.
Dante Fowler. I'd like to add another edge rusher, that's for sure.
Is Sweat a really good run defender, a pretty good run defender? How do you kind of look at him?
I think Sweat is, personally, he's an above-average player at everything, probably. He's not great. I know he had 2 sacks, 2.5 sacks last night. He looked really good last night, but over the course of his career, he's just a barely above-average pass rusher, but he's got good length. He's a very athletic guy. He can play the run a little bit. And I think he'll be an upgrade for what they have. You know, I don't know if I personally would want to get in a bidding war for Josh Sweat because I remember doing them and I've gone against him a couple of times. And yeah. I'm never really that crazy impressed. Last night I was very impressed, but over the course of his career, B plus.
Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like. No, I totally know what you mean. I mean, like he had a great game last night and he's had a good career, but he's not like a guy that's going to be in Canton one day. I mean, it's just not what we're talking about. I wanted to ask you this. Before you came on, we were kind of debating this, you know, because they lost in the NFC Championship game. I know it was a blowout, but I don't think that game was as far away as, say, last night's game was. Could you make an argument that the Commanders, in any way, shape, or form, were the second-best team in the NFL this year, meaning better than Kansas City, better than ultimately Buffalo or Baltimore? Or is that too rich?
No. That's too rich. Yeah, I know they beat Detroit, but Detroit's injuries, I think Buffalo, Baltimore for sure. I think you could compete with Kansas City on any day because Kansas City wasn't blowing anybody out. You know, so I just think Buffalo's offensive line and Baltimore's offensive line with Lamar and Derrick Henry were just a little bit too much for Washington's defense to handle because of the way they could run the ball and then obviously pull it out and run it with the quarterbacks.
Jay Gruden with us, brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. Final edition with Jay here. We'll have him on from time to time during the offseason. Aaron Rodgers unlikely to return to the Jets. I can't imagine you're very surprised about that.
No, I don't know what the Jets are going to do. They don't have Tyrod Taylor, I guess. he'll be their starter until they draft a guy, but who are they going to get in the draft? Maybe they go after Sam Darnold again, who they already had. So, you know, you get rid of a guy like Aaron and you want to start new, I understand it, but who you starting with? So they got a long way to go to really get this thing started. I'm sure Aaron Glenn has a plan on those guys. So I'll be anxious to see who's going to be the quarterback of New York Jets. Maybe it's Kirk Cousins. I don't know.
Maybe it could be Russell Wilson, too.
Oh, God.
Or Justin Fields. I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah, not very good.
I don't know.
Not very good.
I'm going to explain a lot of Jet fans.
Yeah. Last one for you. Did you see your brother's latest video on Barstool Sports?
I have not.
Oh.
What's he doing now?
I got to send it to you and then get your visceral reaction because I can't explain it. It was I watched it yesterday at the gym, Jay, and it was weird.
Yeah. He's doing some different things on the TV and on the bar stool. So, yeah, you were at the gym, by the way. Did I hear that right?
Yes, Jay. Occasionally I get my fat ass to the gym.
I thought I heard you said you were watching videos at the gym. You know you're supposed to lift weights or you're not supposed to watch videos when you're at the gym. You're supposed to have both
Jay,
hands
in between in between reps, in between sets. It just popped up on Twitter, man. I mean,
I don't know what kind of gym you're going to when you're watching videos.
Well, you know, listen, I mean, it depends on, I guess, what kind of videos you're watching. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe you're like kind of stationary bike, just pedaling
No. I was doing like ab crunches,
with
you know?
Headband on with a headband. Do you wear a headband
no,
at the gym?
No headband. Come on, Jay. And I'm not wearing like one of those muscle t-shirts either. You know, I'm trying to show, you know what I look like, although I've slimmed down since I last saw you a decent amount. I'm trying not to show as much of the rooster as I can, you know? I'm trying to, like, cover up, you know?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, send me that video. I got to check it out.
I will. Jay, it has been a pleasure. Again, I think this is the third year in a row that we've done this, so I appreciate you making time for us, obviously, every Monday, and your expert analysis and insight, and always a fun laugh or two. I really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Have a good offseason.
There's no real offseason, but it'll be less chaotic, I guess, than last. But thank you, Jay. Appreciate that. The great Jay Gruden is brought to you on air and on the road, driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Chantilly Lincoln, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling, home of Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? Yeah, it's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party. If he could read right, that would help. At Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. Back in a flash on the Team 980 and the Odyssey.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Thanks to Jay Gruden. I was going to go through all my bad bets, but for whatever reason, I'm having trouble logging into my account. I don't know if it's because I'm in D.C., but I placed a couple of bets from last week in D.C., but the way FanDuel does it, and I use FanDuel and Bet Online, is they separate it, and for whatever reason, I'm logging in, I'm using the right password, it's just not going. So I'm going to have to hold off on that because I can't get in to tell you all the $1 bets that I absolutely screwed up on. But I do know this. Remember last Wednesday, we had Lindsay Rhodes on. Max, mm-hmm. when you were last with us.
Oh, yes.
And she said Devontae Smith.
Yes.
And I looked it up and I did some research. Devontae Smith has killed the Chiefs.
Killed.
In two regular season games and now two Super Bowls. I mean, he's gone. He didn't go. Oh, I got him. I took him on an alt receiving yards, like 80 plus yards. He didn't get that last night, but he got the touchdown.
Yes.
So I had him as an anytime touchdown scorer as well, in addition to DeAndre Hopkins, who we both hit on. But great call by Lindsay, number one,
yes,
because she
out.
Was the first one that I heard mention anything of that, and we definitely made mention of that throughout the week, and it turned out to be absolutely true. But one of the bets I know that I was pretty sure I was going to hit on, and this was, you know, some statistical, I guess, research, was George Karlaftis on a sack.
Ooh.
He had one, but it was taken away because of a penalty. So I lost.
I think you should raise some hell about
that. I think I should. And I couldn't find this. Would Zach Bond create a takeaway? He did, and it was his fourth game in a row in the single postseason with a takeaway.
Oh, wow.
But I couldn't find that prop. So I lost out on that.
That's tough.
Even though I was pretty convinced, and I said, again, on the show, And on Twitter, I mentioned on the show on Friday, and I said on Twitter yesterday, I said, Zach Bond, I think he's going to have a really good game. I don't know if he's going to come up with the takeaway, and he obviously did. I said, I think he's going to be really good against Travis Kelce. And I know, like, smart football people, smarter than me, were talking about, hey, man, Zach Ertz killed the Eagles and really hurt Zach Bond. And yet, what did Kelce wind up with last night?
It's actually a really good question. I don't know.
Let me pull that up real quickly here. Travis Kelce, I mean, he was mostly a non-factor. I mean, he wound up 6 targets, 4 catches, 39 yards, long of 13. And all of that was like in the second half when the game was a blowout. So I said between C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Reed Blankenship, and mostly Zach Bond, I think Zach Ertz at this point is better than Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
I mean, he's more productive.
For sure.
It looks like he's got a little bit more pep in his step. I mean, they're both not fast guys. But, I mean, Travis, you can't say, well, it's only because Jaden Daniels knows the secret to unlocking Zach Ertz.
Yeah, and Patrick Mahomes doesn't know the secret to unlocking Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is a thing for Travis Kelce all year long, with the exception of a couple of games. Again, the Christmas game against Pittsburgh, he was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The Houston playoff game, he was pretty good. Outside of that, there really was slim pickings for Kelce all year.
Kind of crickets, yeah.
Right? I mean, if you want to look at the difference between Kansas City's offense, even from last year, remember how dominant he was in the first half of the Baltimore AFC Championship game. I mean, he abused Kyle Hamilton. He abused that Ravens defense. It seems like an offseason of traveling around with Tay-Tay and doing whatever else he's doing with Tay-Tay may have caught up to him.
The hair restoration trips to Turkey, all alleged, but I'm spreading those rumors.
I didn't hear about that one, but
I mean, look, if you use Mr. Shaved Head, like, not even 2 years
true.
Ago.
That's true.
And now he's got these long, luscious locks.
That's true. I forgot about that. I forgot about his dome situation. Anyway.
Thinks he can get one past me.
Listen, I don't know. I mean, I was taking a big chance by singing about Zach Bond, but what happened last night was exactly what I thought. Now, do you go out and pay him a lot of money? Somebody's going to, yeah. I would imagine. But you heard Jay, right? Like, people didn't know what to do with him. And Howie Roseman and Vic Fangio kind of made him an inside linebacker. And he was great. So clearly he's that. But is he that because of their defensive line? I don't know. Is he just a player that was miscast? Like, Mekhi Becton was miscast as a tackle. Howie Roseman goes and gets him, puts him in at right guard, and pretty darn good. Like, certain guys are miscast. I get it. Certain guys benefit from a change of scenery, change of coaching, change of personnel around them. I think that's all true for Zach Bond. I think that was true for Mekhi Becton. You put them on their own, or not on their own, but out there, maybe not so good. I think Zach Bond, I think he only comes here if they say, you know what, like, Bobby Wagner, like, was great, but we need to get younger.
And, well, that's the other thing, is, like, you still have Jordan McGee in the wings if he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
And that kid, he gets fired out of a cannon when he's on the field.
Yeah, but he's got to stay healthy.
Exactly.
Which he was not at the beginning of the season, and he was not at the end of the season.
Which is a problem.
Right. So, I don't see Zach Bond here. I could be missing something.
Yeah.
But I don't see Zach Bond here. Sweat, even though Jay is not, you know, like Jay said, B+.
I'll take
I could
B, B plus
see that because
got.
You don't have to pay him $28 million a year. Just because he had a big Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
I mean, part of the rotation. All right. We'll talk, obviously, much more about that as we go through the offseason. Let's do a final trending alert, and then hopefully I'll be able to get into my bet calendar, and we'll go over some of it with Mad Max right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, Mad Max, I cracked the case.
I could not log in on my phone. I have no idea why. I do it all the time.
You think we're too close to the river or something? I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I don't know. But I got in on my laptop, which will never allow me to place a bet on FanDuel because of some weird thing about location, even though I've tried to run it. I've run it anyway. It's a disaster. So I got to make all my bets on my phone. I've got to choose Virginia or D.C. depending on where I am. It's a mess. But I got in and I got a list of my bets that I made in Virginia, which was not in D.C. I'll try and get to that. But first, I wanted to run a few of these past you. Will there be a scoregami, meaning a unique final score in NFL history, plus 2,500? I bet a dollar, and I lost.
I mean, it's a bet that's always worth it, though.
Right. There was not a scoregami. Mentioned George Karlaftis. He had a sack taken away because of penalty. Plus 500, player to record most sacks. He obviously didn't. I bet $2, and I lost. George Karlaftis to record a sack. Nolan Smith Jr. on a two-leg same-game parlay to record a sack. Plus 301, I bet a dollar. Karlaftis, they're saying, had a sack. Nolan Smith did not. Okay, I lost. Travis Kelce, I was listening to too much of the experts. I did an alt receiving yards of 110 plus receiving yards for a dollar. I lost at plus 750. Now I did a bunch of correct score predictions. I like these because the odds are so good, but they're so impossible to get. Eagles 23, Chiefs 19, a dollar at plus.
How
I guess
many
it's
zeros?
Plus 40,000.
There you go. Yeah.
Right. Okay. No. We all know the final score was 40-22. Wrong. Eagles. I'm sorry. Chiefs 22. Eagles 16. A dollar at plus 46,000. Wrong. Chiefs 19, Eagles 17 at plus 25,000. Wrong. Chiefs 33. As you could clearly see, I was trying to win something in case my prediction was wrong of the Eagles winning it. Chiefs 33, Eagles 31 plus 33,000. A dollar. Wrong. So that's what, four wrong bets on the correct score? Eagles 21, 16 plus 32,000. A dollar, wrong. Eagles 17, Chiefs 12, plus 50,000. Wrong. Grant Calcaterra, anytime touchdown score, plus 2,900. Wrong. Samaje Perine, men, anytime touchdown score, wrong, plus 1,000. A same-game parlay, Xavier Worthy, anytime touchdown score. He actually did. Saquon Barkley, anytime touchdown. He did not. Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown. He did. Patrick Mahomes, he did not. At plus 3450, a dollar wrong. You might be asking, did you get anything right? Well, coming up. We'll see. We'll see. Another same-game parlay. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, Kareem Hunt, and Patrick Mahomes. Anytime touchdown scores, a dollar on the bet, and it was plus 3607. Clearly, I was wrong. Will there be overtime? Plus 1200. A dollar bet? Wrong. Philadelphia Eagles, plus 1.5. Mad Max, was I right on this? Yes, I was. My first correct wager, $3 at minus 118, returned $5.54.
I need to get a ding sound effect in here.
You do. I'm doing the
because there's so many wrong. But DeAndre Hopkins, anytime touchdown scorer. Now, you both you and I hit on it. A dollar bet at plus 600, I won $7.
You have better odds than I did, Roost.
Yeah, baby. And here was the other bet that I made. Saquon Barkley, 25-plus receiving yards on an alt receiving yard. He did. He hit it. $1 at plus 270, $3.70 on the return. How about each team to score one plus rushing touchdown and one passing touchdown in each half, plus $7,500, bet $2. I think you know how I wound up on that one. Now, that is, again, just the bets that I made in Virginia, because then there were a couple of bets that I made in the district. Devontae Smith, plus 325, alt receiving yards, 80 plus, a $5 wager.
Ah,
I was feeling froggy. Now, why didn't I put the $5 on anytime touchdown? I don't know. I put $2 on that. And ding, 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 ding.
Woohoo!
Devontae Smith returned $6.60. So ultimately, I haven't done the math. But I think I quick math figured it out. I probably lost like a net of, I don't know, like $4 or something like
nice.
That. Actually, I think that was just in Virginia. So then you add the $5 in D.C. But then I won $6.60. So it's probably about a like a total net loss of about $6.50, $7. And I probably had, I don't know, 25 bets. I mean, a lot of Did you lose, like, a lot, or was your DeAndre Hopkins your main bet?
No, I actually won my... I only made two bets last night.
Attaboy.
And they both hit.
What was the other one?
Devontae Smith and DeAndre Hopkins were my two touchdown scorers.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you didn't bet the game straight up or on the money line or anything?
Like, I really didn't want the Eagles to win, but the closer we got to kickoff, I was like, Eagles might win this game and probably are going to win this game.
I did, I told you, I didn't tell you we had the guy on from Bet Online on Friday when you weren't here. Metal Chris was here. And I told you I use Bet Online just because there's no territorial restrictions, whatever. And so I made a couple of bets also on Bet Online yesterday, right? And I just wanted to share this with you. First of all, I had the Capitals minus 1.5 on the puck line.
Oh.
They lost in overtime. $2 bet. I had Alex Ovechkin on a 2-plus goal plus combination parlay, Philadelphia plus the 1.5, total points over 48.5, and the first half winner being Kansas City.
Oh.
So, of course, I lost. I would have won $45.
Pretty good.
On that. That's why I did it. And then I did another one that was similar, but without the Ovechkin, Philadelphia plus the 1.5, total points over 48.5. First half winner, Kansas City, again, beating. And I, wait, what was the final score?
40-22.
Oh, yeah, so that easily hit the over.
Oh, yeah, cash.
So I would have hit that if I would have went Eagles first half winner.
A shame.
Because I had the Eagles plus the 1.5. I had the over at 48.5. Damn it! Cost myself $41.25 on a...
so close.
A $5 bet. I'm such an idiot.
Well,
how did I not see that coming? How did I not see that coming?
You were hedging your bets.
Betting is so hard.
It is.
There's a reason why it, like, people think the reason why Vegas is because the handicappers know what they're doing. They know how to do one thing. They know how to sucker you. Like, I wanted just a little bit of competitive juice on the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a big gambler. I lived in Vegas for 2 years. The most I ever, now this was 20 some odd years ago, the most I ever lost was $40 in one night. And that was like twice. I am too much of a cheapskate. I don't make enough money. I make
neither do
peanuts.
I, but I've lost much more than
yes.
that.
Yeah, well, you know, be careful.
That's, yeah.
But the point being is, I don't like to lose. So
I don't either.
I'm pissed off at myself for losing like a net of $8 on like 25 bets.
You got to be a little bit more forgiving.
I mean, come on, man. Dumb Dumb of the Day next. To wrap it up before Craig Hoffman from Capital One Arena on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Now, one thing I wanted to say before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day, congratulations to my guys that I used to work with here in Washington. Jeff Scott and Matt Holland, part of the Eagles front office. Jeff is like the director of player personnel, I think is his official title. Vice President of Football Operations, sorry. Basically, my understanding is right under Howie Roseman. And as well, Matt Holland was a young scout in 2012 and 2013. Here I became friendly with and have kept in contact with. And it's a great dude. He's been a pro scout and a college scout in multiple different roles with the Eagles for the last 8 years. So this is now his second Super Bowl title because he was with them for the first one. They were both here. They were both part of front office regimes under Bruce Allen. So, you know, I mean, obviously they've gone on to greener pastures. So congratulations to those guys. Really happy for them. It's Jeff's first Super Bowl win. It's Matt's second one. So really happy for those guys. All right, it is time to wrap it up before we turn it over to Craig Hoffman at Capital One Arena. Woo! Not you, Roman, not you. All right, this comes for us from California. Greg Marriott, no, not the hotel chain, 27 years old, went to a Great Clips in San Diego on January the 29th. The problem was he arrived just before closing for an hour, for an appointment that was scheduled an hour before. So he was an hour late. He was told by the staff he was too late. And he went bonkers. He started hurling hair products, threatening staffers, causing all sorts of damage, threatening customers, the two women that were working at the salon, calling them ugly, threatening to knock off the glasses off their face. He said something that he shouldn't have said that I'm not going to say on the radio. People were screaming at him to get outside. Employees saying he had to leave. He eventually did leave. But cops found him a week later, thanks to multiple tips from the public. And now he's been charged with assault with a deadly weapon, vandalism, and violating parole. You ask? Wait, violating parole? Yes! He was on parole already for a 2023 conviction stemming from another assault on workers and patrons, but not at a Great Clips, which is a fine salon. Nope. Guess where? Jack in the Box! Because he couldn't pay for his meal. So get that. He was already on parole. He's now been charged with deadly weapon, assault with a deadly weapon, vandalism, and violating his parole for what he had already done at a Jack in the Box. You want to talk about a jerk in the box? There's my guy. I mean, some people, you just can't explain how stupid they are. How stupid they truly are. Craig Hoffman is not stupid. He is coming up next at Capital One Arena. Victor Wembanyama in town. The San Antonio Spurs along with him against the Washington Wizards. He'll be doing his show live, and then we'll have the game for you starting at 6:45 with Dave Johnson and friends. I'll see you back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thanks to Mad Max. We'll see you on Wednesday, Max, if we get through Snowmageddon on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep.
Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.